Hey everyone, and welcome to another Wednesday podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about the wins we've had in our week. The reason we do this is because positivity is such a powerful tool for us mentally, emotionally, physically, and most importantly, spiritually. That's why every Wednesday morning, me, Matt, and my beautiful wife and co-host Heather talk about the wins or positive things that have happened to us in the week prior. And we also talk about other random stuff too, which will probably be most of today's episode. So thank you again for tuning in. And yeah, be sure to check out our Facebook group where we are trying to get that ramped up. And also we are making sure to keep our promise to you guys to make sure we bring out an episode every single week. And we're being so hardcore to that promise that we're currently sitting in a hotel room at Disney World on a Tuesday afternoon after being at a park all day and making sure to bring you this episode. So we are totally worn out, but we're going to talk about that. But first, Heather, tell us some of your wins.
Wins are this trip. This is a childless trip, so it is an early anniversary trip because our summer is so jam-packed. So we are here for the Disney Travel Agents Appreciation Month event. So we went to Animal Kingdom and got to get showered with some free goodies there and hang out and rode a bunch of rides, and a ride we've never gotten to ride before because it's only open during warmer months, the Cali River Rapids, and that was a lot of fun. Really short ride. I wasn't expecting it to be so short, but it was a really good one. We've eaten a lot of really, really good food. We ate at Ohana, which is at the Polynesian Resort, and it's amazing. And I really just
okay, so what there. Was your favorite thing we ate? So if you're not familiar with, and you need to go, so like Heather and I, we've watched tons and tons and tons and tons of YouTubers that are Disney people, and time again, you keep hearing everybody being like, Ohana is the best. And so we finally were able to snag reservations to go to Ohana, and it was kind of cool because we went at 3:50 in the afternoon yesterday, which was good time to do that.
Yeah.
So it is a family style dinner, which if you're unfamiliar with Disney food, family style just means that they just bring you out a bunch of food and you just share it.
So it's called an all you can enjoy. Not all you care to enjoy, but all you care to enjoy. So if you want more of something, you just ask for it.
Yeah.
And we did that a lot. So,
yeah. The funny that so they bring out at the very beginning like some salad with some like lemon type earthy vinaigrette.
It was really and good.
Bread. It was like a coconut flavored bread with some honey butter, which I'll inform you later they use for everything. But so they bring that out to start, and like the guy brought it out, and then he came back and it was all gone. He goes, "Oh, y'all are really hungry. Wow. Do y'all want any more of this?" And he was like, we were like, no. And then he brought like the first skillet. And the first skillet is like your appetizers, which consisted of pot stickers. Delicious.
It's like your first round of stuff.
Yeah. There was the pork. Yeah. First round was pot stickers, noodles, it was like a Hawaiian type lo mein.
The first skillet he brought us was like the tiniest portion. Well, there was four of the sticky wings.
And they're also, so they also bring out sticky wings too. They're like some sort of sweet flavored chicken wings. Delicious.
Oh, they're amazing.
So it's in this big skillet, but they also bring it out according to the size of the table that you have. So we only had two people. And so we each got two wings. We each got two pot stickers and then noodles and vegetables.
The vegetables were amazing.
Vegetables were good. Noodles were so-so.
I love
Heather noodles. Liked the noodles. I wasn't a huge fan. I crushed the wings and the pot stickers.
The wings were good.
We smashed those, and like our waitress and waiter came back and they were like, "Do y'all want any more of that?" And we were like, Yes. And so.
But then before the next round of that came out, they brought out a teriyaki.
Grilled chicken. Yeah. Just a piece of grill, like two or three pieces of grilled chicken that they have, which was phenomenal.
Yeah, so
and
good.
Then they bring out the other pot stickers and wings. And then they brought out the...
Peel and eat shrimp
with the teriyaki marinated or teriyaki flavored steak.
Oh.
Which, that steak could have been thrown in the trash.
It was not good. There was some good parts on it.
It was cooked medium rare,
fatty,
which I'm not a huge fan of.
I am. But
it was, there was like a tendon in one of the pieces. So I'm sure, it doesn't matter to me. I'm not a huge, like, get a steak at a restaurant person. So,
but
give us more chicken.
Really good.
The shrimp was good. But we smashed. Oh, so then like, yeah. So then the pot stickers, he brought us like another, like couple of pot stickers and a couple of wings. And I was like, dude, just bring out a bunch. And then I ate all of those and so did Heather. And so those were gone. And
then we asked for more.
And then he finally shows back up with a... I think this skillet was intended to go to like a family of five because there was 10 wings.
It was so much
pot stickers,
food.
A mound of noodles. And he goes, this is all they could give me right now. And I was like, oh my. This is a lot. So
it was huge.
It was awesome. But then, like, I ate as much as I possibly could because I also had to save room for, I would say, almost the star of the show.
Yes.
I don't know. The wings and the pot stickers were awesome.
Oh, it's pineapple coconut bread pudding with a caramel sauce
and ice cream. You hear what she said. Coconut bread pudding. Where do you think they get the coconut bread? Very smart job on that, Disney. So the coconut bread doesn't go to waste. It becomes the dessert, and that same dish I think becomes like their special breakfast bake that they have the next morning.
Yeah.
So, oh, it was awesome. So they bring us like this big piece of coconut pineapple bread pudding, and then a massive mound of vanilla, like really good vanilla
ice cream.
Then what made the entire thing was this like caramel sauce, and the caramel sauce just tasted like melted down Werther's. It was awesome.
Yeah.
That was, ugh, I hurt myself eating that.
Yep.
But it was awesome. We had always like, I don't want to say dreamed about it, but we've talked about going to Ohana. And it's really, I mean, if you're familiar with Disney, it's really expensive. Like, that is an expensive steakhouse date. But we like sadly didn't want to take our kids there to go eat chicken tenders for $60. So,
well, kids aren't 60.
They're at least like 45.
Something like that.
Yeah. So we didn't want to take them and pay for really expensive chicken tenders. So
yeah,
it worked out perfect to where we could get to go. And we were going to try and go to Disney during July, during our actual anniversary. But that just was not going to be in the cards for us because there's a bajillion things going on. So we were able to get away because Heather was able to snag a Disney travel advisor day. So we picked today, and they gave them like one free day at Animal Kingdom. And yeah, that's what we did. That's what we've been doing. We literally came down here for like a day and a half worth of Disney.
Well, I mean, like two full days, because we got here kind of early yesterday.
Yeah, we got here at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. So we hung out in the hotel room for about an hour. Then we drove over early to the Polynesian and walked around the Polynesian Resort, which was cool. Took some pictures and scoped it out.
Made people think we were staying here.
Yeah. And then, meanwhile, we're staying in an $80 a night hotel. And then we went to Disney Springs in a monsoon, which was fun. And we went.
But it only lasted like
yeah, it was
a
good.
Short short little bit. So yeah. That was nice. And then it didn't rain at all today while we were at Animal Kingdom. So that is a huge win.
It was. So we had a really good time. I truly enjoyed getting to do that. I like Disney Springs a lot, walking around there.
Yeah. I think Animal Kingdom has the best food out of all the parks.
Possibly.
Setui
Canteen.
Canteen. I can't say the first word, but it has the best food. And they have so Flame Tree Barbecue.
Yeah.
And all the other places, like Yak and Yeti.
And Tamu Tamu.
Yeah.
Or what is it called?
The Tiffin's and
Tiffin's. But what's the place we ate, the African restaurant?
Tamu Lounge or something. Oh, African restaurant?
Yeah, where did we eat?
Tusker House.
Tusker House.
Yeah, Tusker House is awesome.
It's a lot of good place. We just have never really eaten at them.
We've eaten at Tusker House.
Yeah, we have. That's a character dining place. But yeah, so we went to Animal Kingdom today. I will say, if you're a Disney person, Animal Kingdom is a legit half day. That's it.
Yep. There's we no more. Accomplished all things in a
We're not huge Avatar ride people. Just because
we've already ridden it.
We've ridden it twice. And it's like, cool. It's not worth the hour and a half you have to stand in line to wait on it.
No.
For us. But we went and knocked out Everest. We knocked out the safari really early. And we got to We got to watch a lot of... We got to see a lot of animals we never really see, which was fun. And then we made our way over to Dinosaur, which is nostalgic because it's about to be closed down and turned into Indiana Jones. So that may have been our last time. That was our last time to ever ride it. No?
That makes me sad.
Yeah, because... Yeah. So that was fun. And then we went to... We rode... Oh, Cali River Rapids, which Heather and I have never ridden before.
Because we always come in winter months.
Yeah, and it's never open. And it was awesome. It was really short, but it was awesome.
It was fun. You get soaked.
Yes, you do. That was fun. And then we did her travel advisor thing, which was fun. And we went and found all the cool little photo op spots.
Yep.
We had a Mickey ice cream cone thing, whatever they're called.
Mickey Bar.
Mickey Bar, whatever. I don't know. It was really fun. And then we left there at like 12 something. Oh, and this was our first time to ever drive and park at the parks. So that was interesting.
Yep. Not riding on a shuttle bus.
I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty pumped about driving myself places and not riding on the
big stinky bus. But you're not always going to get lucky and get good parking.
If you get there early enough, you will.
And some of the parks, the parking is way farther away than Animal Kingdom.
But they drive you there. But yeah, it was fun. And that way you can get in a nice cold vehicle that you're driving and not worrying about other stinky sweaty people standing next to you. It was hot. So we left there and then went back to Disney Springs after we had our Santuli Canteen, which is the cheeseburger pods place.
Yum.
Then we went over to Disney Springs because our main goal tonight at Disney Springs was to get the girls their little gifts that they wanted and eat fish and chips.
And we've already done that.
And we did that. And now it's 6 o'clock and we've sat in our hotel room we got back here at like 4. Yeah. We were worn out and I got 18,000 steps for the day.
You get more steps at Disney Springs than without you kids. Anywhere else.
Yeah. We were just motoring around. It was awesome.
Yeah. We actually went into all the stores.
Yeah. And checked out all the stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just feel so bad for parents with kids there.
Why? We're always those parents with kids. Well, our kids are good.
Yeah, our kids are great. No offense to anybody whose kids aren't. I feel bad because you're like watching parents have meltdowns. Like when we were at Cali River Rapids, the family in front of us, the mom was having a meltdown because the older boy was throwing a temper tantrum And he's like 16 or 17. And she was like, fine, we're never coming again. This was a mistake.
Wait,
I'm so sorry.
The family on it with us?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, before, like right when we walked up, like the boy was like, he was not happy. And then like, she was like, fine, we just wasted our money. This is the biggest mistake ever. We're not doing this anymore. Fine. And she like got worked up and I was like,
oh my,
this is awesome. So
the most frequently said phrases of moms at Disney parks.
Never doing this again.
For moms who don't go prepared, that is.
Yeah.
No offense.
I mean, you're going to have meltdowns. You have to lower your expectations because sometimes.
Well, you also got to remember snacks, naps, water.
And this is our first time ever going to Disney World.
Without kids.
Without kids and in the summertime.
I kind of miss the girls, though.
In the summertime.
But not right now. Our girls would be dying.
In the summertime is no joke. Like, at 12 o'clock, I was like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I was fine. Then we got to Disney Springs and walked a whole lot more. And I was like, by 3 o'clock, I was like, I would be dead. Yeah. Just to think, like, when we go to Magic Kingdom in, like, December or January, February.
We can go a whole
day. We go all day until 8 o'clock at night, and we watch fireworks, and then we're up again the next day. Like, now, granted, when you have kids, you're a lot smarter, and you're not just sprinting. That was probably the most I've ever walked.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, the heat took out a bunch of energy. So, but it was good. We didn't have, like, we also didn't have bags full of snacks.
Yeah.
We didn't have a stroller to push around.
But one of our children does not handle 73 degrees well. So the 95 that it was today, she would definitely not handle well. So we can't bring her on a summer month.
But they have, our daughters have been enjoying a fun week of pool time, or a fun 2 days of pool time.
Yep.
So, it's been pretty wild stuff. And now we go back to the real world tomorrow. And VBS starts this week, this Saturday, at our congregation, which is exciting. There's a bunch of kids signed up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I am super pumped about it all. And getting geared up for a fun summer of church stuff.
Lots of it.
So, yeah. Okay, if you were to have one free day at a park, which park would you pick?
Epcot.
Wow.
Or really? Magic Kingdom.
Wow.
I love Epcot.
Wow. What would be the perfect park hop day? Epcot with or without kids?
Without kids.
Okay. Magic Kingdom with or without kids?
With kids.
Okay. What's the perfect park hopping day?
What do you mean?
Like, if you're like, okay, I'm gearing up for tomorrow. I have park hopper. I'm going to two parks tomorrow. Which would you do?
Hollywood Studios and Epcot.
Ooh, I would rope drop Hollywood Studios.
Rise
First
of the Resistance. First
place I'd go to is Rise of the Resistance. Knock that out. Then go over to Smuggler's Run. Knock that out. Then have time to chill and go to, like, what is it, Mickey's Railroad thing?
See, I would skip Smuggler's Run and go to Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
That one's fun. I liked a lot of stuff. I like the
and the Little Mermaid, the Frozen show is back.
The Frozen show was fun. That was awesome, actually.
And they have a new villains show that is back. Yeah. Started.
So by the time you get done with that, I would then, after that, depending on if we have kids or not, either way, I'd probably be done. You'd probably be done with Hollywood Studios by about 12.
Yeah.
And then go back to the hotel, chill for a little bit, and then maybe
book a lightning lane.
Maybe even take a nap.
For Frozen and Remy.
Oh, but I'm not going to Epcot. I'm going to Magic Kingdom.
So
I'm going to Magic Kingdom, but I'm going to take a 2-hour nap.
Oh.
And then I'm going to go and rides at Magic Kingdom I care about.
All of them.
Not Seven Dwarfs Mine.
No, not that one.
The worst. But I'll ride all the other ones.
Thunder Mountain.
Thunder Mountain is not open right now. Oh, Tiana's Bayou.
Yeah.
So then I would go to Magic Kingdom and stay all the way through fireworks. And maybe even do the ride, the evening ride.
Yep.
So that's why I would. But yeah, I would love to go to Epcot without kids. I'd be really scared to see how much I would think walk.
My favorite rides are Frozen. And
Rise of the Resistance is my favorite ride.
Rise of the Resistance is amazing.
The experience of Rise of the Resistance is wild.
I can't think of what else my favorite rides are. I really like Everest.
Everest is fun.
But Thunder Mountain.
Thunder Mountain's fun.
Tiana's Bayou. Probably.
What was the like dark what is it? Spaceship Earth? No, not Spaceship Earth.
Oh yeah.
What is the other one?
Oh, Mission Space. No, not Mission Space.
What is Mission Space? Spaceship Earth. That?
No, Spaceship Earth is in the Epcot ball.
What's the other one?
Oh, the little.
The one that I sat in the front and was the worst. I got shaken around like crazy.
Space Mountain.
Space Mountain. That one was fun if you like roller coasters.
It is fun.
Oh, Guardians of the Galaxy, but that's at Epcot.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get to ride that. I like rides with big seats. As you can probably imagine. But yeah, we're very thankful for people watching our kids right now. Super excited. That was awesome. Very blessed to get Heather and I haven't been on a alone trip in
a hot minute.
3 years.
Maybe.
2 years. 3 years.
I don't know.
The last trip we took was we went to whatchamacallit overnight, right? We went to the castle.
Oh, that was our last one.
Wow.
That was our 7-year anniversary, and this one will be our 10-year.
Yeah. How about that?
Pretty cool.
So, yeah, we're happy to have been able to. I know the audio is not the same. We have little, like, wireless mics doing this, so don't complain, please. Not that anybody complains anyways. We wouldn't know. but, yeah. Yeah. So some other positive things that are happening. We start a women's summer ladies class, which is fun. I'm going to teach that. I was driving down here and I was like, you know what, Heather? I've never taught a ladies class, like all ladies class. And she goes, yeah, well, we learn the Bible the same way. So excited about that. And yeah, and we're going to be, we had our house inspection done. We did share that we bought a house. We bought
a house.
Yay. So when we get back, we have like 3 weeks.
I've already packed up half the house.
Yeah, 3 weeks to get packed and moved over to a new house.
Yep.
Which is exciting. Closing day is June 16th.
It's going to be wild because it's VBS and then it's house stuff and then
I have speaking stuff too.
Oh my. Then it's church camp.
Yep. More speaking stuff.
And more speaking stuff.
Yep. Yeah. Very exciting.
Are you hungry?
Not at all. We had fish and chips from Cooks of Dublin at like 3.
Yeah.
I'm not hungry though.
No, it was at like 2.
It was at 3.
Was it?
We got over there at like 2:40.
But we got back here.
Got our food by, we got back here about 3:45, 4 o'clock. I'm not hungry. You just said we're not eating anymore, ever again.
I know, I did say that.
I wonder if that bakery is open across the road.
I know, I thought about that.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and go. Be positive to somebody in your life today. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay, see you later. Bye.
Bye.